This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, now what? Football season's over. What's got your attention, John? We got teams in a playoff race. We got baseball, as you remind us daily, one step closer.
I know. Tomorrow, pitchers and catchers. And a lot of the guys are already in Lakeland. So that story writes itself. So that's obviously where I'm going to turn a lot of my attention. I already have. But I think it's interesting because, like, basketball season is something that we need to take notice of here locally. The Pistons, we just had Trajan Langdon on yesterday. We had JB on last week. It's exciting. And that's something that we should all get tuned into, what the Pistons are doing. Also, Michigan State basketball.
Both play tonight.
They both play tonight. And I'm confused. Not at Michigan State, but I'm confused at the line on the Michigan-Purdue game. Correct me if I'm wrong. Now, okay, Michigan is favored by, some say a point and a half, some say two and a half. Anyway, that's your range. Michigan favored by 1.5 to 2.5. Not just 3 weeks ago did they go to West Lafayette and lost by 30. How is, okay, home court in the Big Ten especially can be an advantage. Mm-hmm. That big?
This is a patented system. It's not a system, but plays like a system that you got to make, because it is telling when the higher ranked team is the underdog.
Yeah, seventh ranked Purdue.
And yeah, home court matters in college basketball. It's the big takeaway here. It's going to be sold out tonight, Chrysler. Honestly, this is maybe the answer to the question who you're paying most attention to. You know I love hockey. Mm-hmm. They're on a 2-week hiatus right now. My biggest priority is seeing playoff hockey.
Was that the Four Caesars Nations Arena thing?
Yeah, Four Nations is coming up. So with hockey on pause, I'm waiting for Bregman, waiting for baseball. That's still a couple weeks away too. I am going to dial in a little more to college hoops. And tonight's the perfect night to do it with a top 25 showdown in Ann Arbor. And it's not like MSU Indiana is really much of a... Like, those are two heavy-hitting games. Not like right. That's like a letdown either. You've got two good games to watch tonight, maybe start to get into the March Madness flavor.
Sure. And not only that, but then the two teams will play on February 21. I think it's a week from Friday. Yeah. And so there's a lot of excitement, or should be some excitement, about the basketball in the area, led by the Detroit Pistons, for the fact that they are in a playoff position. Not just a play-in tournament position, but a playoff position.
They play tonight too, right?
Do they play tonight?
All three are in action tonight.
Yeah, we got all three in action tonight. This is
triple header.
The answer to the question.
What are you paying attention
Southeast
to?
Southeast Michigan. It is basketball night, Tuesday night.
Hoop season. I did notice in our neighborhood, there's a house that's had a Lions flag for I don't know.
8 months?
Eight, 9 months, yeah. And, you know, big flag, middle. You know, it was a Pistons flag yesterday.
Oh.
So they have made the switch.
Uh-huh.
So what are you guys doing? 248-539-9797. What has your attention now that football season's done?
Yeah. And at least the Big Ten has done it right where, okay, it's Michigan and Purdue at 7. Michigan State, Indiana at 9.
A double dip.
Yeah.
And you can Peacock, flip. Though.
Are both of them on Peacock?
Yes.
Oh.
Not a fan. They're doing the game a disservice, putting so many of them on. That's the thing. So I find Michigan basketball to be very entertaining to watch this year. And man, do they're fun when they're rolling with Wolf and Golden.
They're infuriating.
But every game against a decent team, it's the same dang thing.
They get up by 10, double digits.
It's unbelievable.
And then lose the lead.
And they almost flirt with losing. And I watched that game Saturday, and I'm like, if Indiana would have hit their threes in the second half a little more consistently, wide open shots, they would have won the game. And I do think they can make a run in the tournament because I think they're a very tough team to prepare for with Wolf. But the problem is they're going to run into somebody, too, who's hot shooting threes. And there's just no – I'm convinced Michigan will lose the way they've lost all season in the tournament. I'm like 1,000% convinced.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
So it's just a question of whether it's going to happen like in the – probably the – I would think they'd be able to get through the first round. But this, even from the second round all the way maybe to the Sweet 16 where a team has 4 or 5 days to prepare for them, you know. Michigan State, I'm very – I know they had a bump where they lost a 2 out west, but – it would be fascinating to see Izzo make one like last run.
Oh,
I think he's got the type of team that can.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's a dominant team this year in college basketball. Tennessee's a little scary to me, man, when they're on. I mean, the Red Wings, this is what stinks about this lull right now. As soon as the Pistons play back-to-back against the Bulls the next two nights, they go to the All-Star break, and they don't play till the 21st. And then that's when Michigan State is. And the Red Wings don't play again until the 22nd. It's like, who decided to do this? These two sports are ready to be put on display, and they're both going away.
Just in time for their breaks. Yeah.
Look, there might be a game I watch, and it'll be cool, but what's it mean? I mean.
So I think the cool thing is if you like hockey, and again, we're already shrinking the pool there. I understand that. Team USA is loaded. Like, they haven't played like Olympic competition with all these NHL guys in years. And the U.S., last I saw, was the favorite. So if you want to watch the U.S. kick ass, take down Canada, Sweden's got Lucas Raymond. But again, we're shrinking the pot there. Locally, I think the answer is Michigan and Michigan State. If you haven't been getting into college hoops, this is the opportunity to put your toe in the water. Michigan, you're right. It's not just Wolf that creates mismatches. How many teams can throw 7-footer pick and rolls? Because they have 2 7-footers. Right. I mean, nobody can see that. Nobody has a player like Wolf, but then to also put Golden in there too, they're going to give teams trouble in a one-and-done situation. The problem is Michigan has to play neutral sites and road games and finish, and they haven't done that well enough. So you're right. You can see this like a car crash coming a mile away. They're going to beat someone they shouldn't. They're going to advance maybe around more than they should. Dusty May's done a great job turning the program around, and they're going to lose with turnovers and missed shots and an epic collapse careening off the side of the road in one of these games.
I don't think it's correctable. That's what my takeaway from watching Saturday. I just don't. They had that game like sewn away, and Indiana's dealing with distractions and the Mike Woodson situation, and then they just did the same thing again. Well, it's fascinating.
Your characteristics are who you are. I mean, it's unless they're fixed. So what's it been for Michigan? It's been turnovers. And it's been and those turnovers have led to all of the lead losses. And I don't know if you guys saw the – do you know what the line was for that Michigan-Indiana
game? Yes, I did.
Game?
Yo, that was fast. That was awesome.
So I know we always call it a bad beat, but it's a good beat for anybody that had the other side of it. It was 3.5. Michigan led by 6 with, you know, mere seconds left. And Indiana chucks up beyond half court 3 just to end the game. And it goes in.
Well, that's what Mike talks about. That somebody pushed the button and made the ball go in. Vegas controls everything.
Yes.
That was awesome. I thought that because I know we didn't put it in our picks, but they did in the afternoon. And I knew it was 3.5 because I heard their picks.
Yeah.
And when I saw that, I'm like, no way.
Unbelievable.
But think about where we were a year ago, 2 years ago, last couple of years with college hoops in the state. Both teams had underachieved. Neither team really had much sizzle getting to this time of year.
Yeah, Michigan's frustrating now to watch. You watched the last 2 years
of
Michigan?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yes, and now...
It is progress. It is a step in the right direction.
They're two of the three best teams in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Purdue being the other, and you get two of them playing head-to-head tonight at 7 o'clock. Like, I don't love college basketball as a product, like, but I think this is the time of year where you do start to ramp up.
I'm curious, because there's an all-star break for college basketball. So when the Super Bowl is over, you can instantly turn. Like last night, I'm going through the channels and I'm looking, okay, North Carolina, while they're not having a great season, it's a brand. You turn the game on, they're playing Clemson, and you're like, oh, well, they're down 20. Right? So, but you catch a few minutes of the game. Both the Professional Hockey League and the Professional Basketball League, the association, are going away. Everybody wants to turn the channel to something else after the Super Bowl. Why don't they move both All-Star Weekends or the Four Nations Tour, tournament to before the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
So that as soon as the Super Bowl is done, we got things. Like last night, Luka is all of a sudden, he's playing for the Lakers. It's his debut. But that game doesn't come on until 10 o'clock in this part of the country.
And by the time he gets his feet under him, they're going to take their foot off the gas. You really could create an all-star week where it's the Pro Bowl, yep. The NHL, the NBA. You're right, because they do themselves no favors by disappearing right when football season comes to a close. You guys let us know. Tonight, Michigan's going to play a top 25 matchup in hoops. Izzo is currently tied with Bob Knight for Big Ten victories. There's a chance to pass Bob Knight against the Indiana Hoosiers. You have the Pistons in a playoff spot. You have pitchers and catchers reporting. You have the Red Wings couple weeks out from getting back on the ice, but in a playoff spot right now.
Does Indiana say, not on my watch?
Not on our watch.
Is the ghost of Bob Knight showing up tonight?
What has your attention as football season ends? Spooky Bob Knight energy. All right, we'll get to Heather's news and the two Grand Slam next. It's 97.1. All right, guys, if you find yourself in a car accident, your world gets thrown upside down and you're just going to be looking for help. Someone who can get to the bottom of it and get you what you're owed. There's a law firm out there that truly cares about you, and it's KG Law. Lawrence KG built his business with a loyal staff, and those people have been there from the start. They don't cut corners, wants to make sure they do it right. They care, and most importantly, they win. The phone number is 877-KG-CARES. That's Lawrence KG and his staff. They've won millions because he fights and he wins big. So if you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident, you need to call KG Law now. Visit kgcares.com. That's KG Cares, K-A-J-Y, kgcares.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, before the two grand slam, Heather, what's going on in the
news?
Yeah,
well, the Detroit Lions remain one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl in 2026. So according to odds posted by BetMGM, the Lions have the fifth best odds of any NFL team to win Super Bowl 60, right behind the Ravens, Bills, Chiefs, and Eagles. And now Terrion Arnold likes the Lions' chances, and before Sunday's game, he hopped on Instagram and made it known that we'll be there next year.
Woke up this morning. My dog talking about soon. I'm supposed to be texting you, telling you, man, let's go get that ring, man. But instead, I'm telling you next year, supposed to be playing today, man. Hey, everything before a reason, though. You know, we'll be there next year.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, it's same cast of characters, right? Those five teams that you mentioned.
Yep.
Hey, Philly did it. First round exit and rallied and found their way back.
Yep. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan has announced his pick for the city's next police chief. He selected Todd Bettison, who has been serving as the city's interim police chief since November. Bettison has been with the Detroit Police Department for the past 27 years. Started in 1994 as a patrol officer. Within 5 years, he was promoted to sergeant, making the rank of lieutenant a year later. So now the city council has 30 days to vote on Duggan's pick, which I'm guessing
they'll
probably vote in his favor. So congrats to him.
Yeah, congrats.
Yeah. You guys, two children froze to death Monday morning while spending the night, in a van that was parked at a Detroit casino garage. Police say the family was living in this van, pulled into the garage of Hollywood Casino at Greektown right around 1 a.m. And then they say at some point the van ran out of gas. And there were five children in this van at the time, ranging in age from 2 to 13 years old. The mother noticed that one of the children wasn't breathing, called for help from a family member, came and got two children, a 2-year-old and a 9-year-old, took them to the hospital. And it's believed, all indications show, that they froze to death. The other three children were evaluated, were okay. Obviously, everything is still under investigation. Police are trying to determine, was anyone in that van? Did they go into the casino at the time? Like, they've got to look at everything. Right. Was it just they pulled in there to sleep and the van ran out of gas? Or did somebody get out and go into the casino? Yeah. So lots to unpack. No charges have been filed yet. Okay. In lighter news, we talked about Super Bowl commercials on Monday, right? Yeah. John, you loved them. Thought they were some of the best commercials.
In years. Yeah, as a group. Yeah.
Well, according to an annual ad meter poll by USA Today, America's favorite commercial from the big game was Budweiser's first delivery ad with the Clydesdales and the baby Clydesdale.
Oh, okay.
Which
isn't that the one that the Michigan bar was in?
Yes. Yeah. So I went and rewatched it. It's very brief. It's like an aerial view shot of a small town, which apparently is a town here in Michigan. It was a cute commercial. I remember seeing the end of it. Like, I remember the guys in the bar playing pool.
Yeah. I don't remember it at all. I've seen it on YouTube, but
it's cute. Yeah. I mean, the Clydesdales are cute, right? Like, they're Budweiser does great with the commercials. That was followed by Lay's A Little Farmer.
Oh, yeah.
At number two.
Yep.
And then Michelob's Ultra, their ad with Catherine O'Hara and William Dafoe playing pickleball. That came in at number three.
I remember that.
I remember that one. It was all right. Yep. It's okay.
The love for my slots, huh?
No, you know what? It was on there. But I don't know. It wasn't. Anyway. It didn't
down
rank
the
high.
List, yes.
The one that ranked the worst was Tubi's Z Suite, starring Lauren Graham. I don't know it.
Yeah.
Didn't.
Forgettable.
Yeah. And one that definitely wasn't on there was Kanye's Yeezy ad. Now, this is so awful. So he's no longer allowed on X, right? Whether he was kicked off the platform or he just signed off himself, but he was on there spewing all of this disgusting, racist, anti-Semitic thoughts, right? Well, he kind of, I don't know if you can say pulled a fast one, but he had this commercial, spent $8 million on this Super Bowl commercial, and it takes you to his Yeezy website, but all the merchandise has been taken down except for one item, a shirt with a swastika on it. Right? Selling them for $20 each. The ad was approved by Fox, was approved prior to all the rants he did on social media. They said it was just the content. When you went to the website before the ad, it was all of his basic Yeezy merchandise.
Trying to pull it did pull a fast one.
Yeah, and it's absolutely disgusting. Finally, traffic jams are apparently making us fatter.
Really?
So, yeah, you can blame the traffic on your increasing waistline. Not only are you sitting around, but it's more about the meal choices you make, according to researchers. So they looked at like 3 years worth of traffic and GPS data, and they found that heavy traffic made people more likely to eat fast food, especially for dinner. Like, you sit around and wait so long in traffic that by the time you get home, you don't feel like cooking.
Or
you don't have time to cook. So you're turning to, unhealthier fast food options. So
totally believe that. Yeah. Yep.
Something like round pizza.
Oh, I am not the only one that would prefer round pizza over square. There's no way.
I like
round
pizza.
I'm sure there's another one individual. I like round pizza too.
But to have an iconic square pizza chain start to cave to the round pizza.
No, they're not caving. They're just expanding and giving more options. They'll do even better because they're going to have more people buying pizza.
I know.
Good for buddies.
Heather's news. Let's get to the two grand slam.
Oh, I'm looking forward to maybe a repeat of last week. We had that teacher.
Oh, yeah. 9 out of 10.
It was one short, and he knew it, too. As soon as it was over, he knew which one he got wrong. So hopefully our contestant today can maybe get them all right. Yeah. Rules are super simple. You all know them. 60 seconds, 10 questions, $25 for each question answered correctly, $2,000 for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Darren in Howell, good morning.
Morning, Jim. How you doing?
Good. Good. Glad to have you. How you feeling?
Well, a little nervous after that lead up. My wife's a teacher, so maybe some of the smarts will rub off on me, but nine's a high bar.
You got this, Darren.
Yeah. Any advantage you can get.
Yeah. All right. So you know the rules, right?
That's right.
Okay. So your time is going to start as soon as I start the first question. Here we go. Who won Super Bowl 59 MVP?
Jalen Hurts.
Who returned an interception for a touchdown for the Eagles on Sunday?
Cooper DeJean.
St. Clair Shores is located in this Michigan county.
Pass.
Will Detroit Lions play 8 or 9 road games next season?
9.
He was named NFL Coach of the Year last week.
Minnesota. Pass.
This band had the 1995 hit Just a Girl.
Pass.
This international ice hockey tournament starts on Wednesday.
Four Nations.
This federal holiday is next Monday.
President's Day.
What is the nickname of Baylor University?
The Golden Bears.
Who scored the first touchdown in Super Bowl 59?
Jalen Hurts.
This St. Clair Shores is located in this Michigan county.
Wayne.
He was named NFL Coach of the Year last season. Week.
Six. Still can't remember his name. Yeah. It's Minnesota's coach, but it's killing me. I can't.
It is.
Kevin O'Connell.
Todd. I was going to say Kevin Stefanski. It's like, that's not right.
Yeah, no, he's over in Cleveland.
With the Browns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you did pretty good. You got six.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's one less than last year, almost on the same day. So.
Oh,
look at that.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah. Now, maybe your tradition. Wife could. There's a chance for a snow day on Thursday. Maybe your wife could call in on Thursday and you could have a head to head competition.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I want that. It's going to get lorded over me.
She's like, Darren, guess who won $2,000?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Darren, we'll put you on hold. We'll make sure we get you paid. And thanks for playing. So he had six correct. That's $150.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go through it, John.
Yes.
Who won Super Bowl 59's MVP?
That was Jalen Hurts. He got that one.
Who returned the interception for a touchdown?
Cooper DeJean.
St. Clair Shores is not in Wayne County.
No. I mean, I'm glad he at least guessed a county, but it's Macomb.
Okay. He knew this one confidently. The Lions will play 8 or 9 road games next year. Yep.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Coach of the Year, O'Connell. Mm-hmm. The band that had the 95 hit, Just a Girl. Heather, who was it?
No Doubt.
John, you didn't know
you
that.
You guys
said
didn't
it
know
with
this.
Enthusiasm. No.
I loved No Doubt.
I still don't even have any idea.
It's Gwen Stefani.
No Doubt.
You don't.
Okay. Again. Yeah.
I'm sure you would know it. No, actually, you wouldn't. Never mind.
Yeah. It's like, wait,
no
what?
Doubt.
Four Nations is what the International Hockey Tournament is. Uh-huh. Federal holiday is President's Day. This one's tough. The nickname for Baylor.
He said the Golden Bears, and it's a no bueno because it's just the Baylor Bears.
Yes. It's never, I don't believe it's ever been golden.
The Golden Bears are, is that Cal? Are they the Golden Bears? Yeah.
Who scored the first touchdown in Super Bowl 59?
Jalen Hurts.
That is Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, yeah. And that two grand slam on Tuesdays is brought to you by Femininio Law.
Your next chance to win, Thursday at 7:25. Coming up next, a lot of people skipped work yesterday. One state wanted to make it a federal holiday, Super Bowl Monday. Where are we at? 97.1.
Hey, March is almost here. It's hard to believe. 2025, March is almost here. College basketball is reaching its most exciting stretch of the season. Right now, new customers on FanDuel get $150 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's $150 extra bucks to bet on everything from conference clashes to tournament upsets, and even who's going to be cutting down the nets at the end of the tournament. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's absolutely no better time. The app is easy to use, so download it. And when you win, you're going to get paid instantly. If you want to visit on the web, go to FanDuel.com/971Detroit. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit and get in on the college hoops action before March takes over. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It was in Heather's news, 22.6 million employees planned to miss work yesterday, the Monday after the Super Bowl. Another 13 million employees said they'll go into work late yesterday. And the state of Indiana is pushing to make the Monday after the Super Bowl a state holiday, calling it American Professional Football Day. Hoosiers could skip work instead of calling in sick like millions do, which costs businesses billions.
How long do you think they sat there and contemplated, what should we call it? Because they can't infringe on anything that the NFL does.
The big game day off thing.
Yes, can't call it Super Bowl Monday.
No. Where are we at with this? Because this is a popular talking point, the like hangover after football season, right? But unless your team played in the Super Bowl or you got obliterated, like drunk off your ass, is it really an issue to go to work the next Monday? Is it any different than any other Monday during football season? I get it if your team played in the game. I get it for those who want March Madness Thursday, Friday off so you can veg out and watch the games. Or opening day will be here before you know it, John. I know you're counting down pitchers and catchers. I get wanting a holiday to watch the game. I don't get a holiday the day after when your team didn't play and, I don't know, you just get up and go to work, right?
Yeah, March Madness. Live sports. right? You can either watch it in your cubicle or whatever device you're on while you're at your place of employment, or you could take the day.
Sure.
Same thing with opening day.
I get that.
I mean, when it's live sports, I get it. But and this is how we all know how this season went and how it ended, right? People were making plans to be in New Orleans. Those things all fell through when the Lions lost. I had talked to Jack's best friend, the parents, right? Mm-hmm. Their dad goes up north. That's a tradition that they have. No matter who's in the Super Bowl, because obviously the Lions have never been there, so it's just simply a Super Bowl tradition. And so the boys got together and said, hey, let's get together and watch this game, and talked to them, said, hey, if the Lions are in it, we're going to make this, you know, all about watching the game, celebrating the Super Bowl, hopefully Super Bowl championship. And boys, no school on Monday. Lions get eliminated, and Jack asked me on Saturday and said, Dad, do I still have to go to school on Monday? Yep. Get your butt up and let's go. Because, and honestly, the way the game went, he was in bed before the game was even over.
I was going to say.
And so, yeah, I mean, it's probably to bed early. It was bed to earlier than when the Lions played Sunday night football. Bed to earlier than when they played Monday night or Thursday night. That would have seemed like a more reasonable opt out than the following day.
Yeah, okay, look, everyone's going to say they'd like a paid day to not work. That's not the question here. Did you take Monday off? Do you think we need Super Bowl Monday as a holiday? Because if we're taking holidays for sports, there are so many better days to pick than the Monday after the Super Bowl.
Well, I would disagree.
Really?
Well, I mean, yeah, look at the numbers. If Fox said it, and it's 126 million people, so not quite half of America was watching. Okay, if all the TV sets and streaming devices are
whatever
in the United States, but a ton of people are watching this game, more so than why commercials cost so much. Everyone watches this game,
John. I know
so
people watch the Super Bowl
instead of taking it off for. I mean, what's the opening day of March Madness? What is that?
It's a Thursday. Well, you're saying viewer-wise?
Yeah.
No, but it's not. It's not a fraction. That's apples to oranges. They're not airing the Super Bowl during your workday on Monday.
Right, but you're staying up late and you're watching. And so I would 100% support having the Monday after the Super Bowl. We'll eventually get there if they go to 18 games, which is going to happen within the next 5 or 6 years, and then they'll back the season up so that President's Day is following the Super Bowl. But I would 100% support a holiday following Super Bowl Sunday.
We had a lot of people tell us they weren't even having Super Bowl parties. And the idea that the Super Bowl parties kind of in the past, what makes Super Bowl Sunday any different than a Sunday in the fall when you stay up late and watch Sunday night football, right? You're staying up till 11:30, you watch the game, you wake up, you go into work the next day, you pick yourself up and you show up. The Super Bowl starts at 6:30, gets done around the same time, and unless your team's playing in the game, I get it if your team's in the game, right? You win, it's euphoric, you're partying the night away. You lose, you don't want to do anything, you want to curl up into a ball and die. But for everybody else, you wake up, you go to work the next day.
You're looking at this from a very local perspective. Right? This is a sporting event. And by a sporting event, it's not just a Friday night high school football sporting event. It's not just your one of 17 sporting events that you have on the football calendar now. It is one that around the world, but across this country, that people are tuning into. 126 million people viewed the Super Bowl. And so why not make it a holiday?
They can't get up the next day?
It's different than... I'm not saying you can't. People do.
Soft.
People do. We would anyway.
You let us know. Because I don't know the people here did it, that these people we're talking to. State of Indiana, our Midwest brethren want to make it a holiday. How would you feel about that for the state of Michigan? Again, no one's going to be mad if someone says we're going to pay you to not work. Like, you know, federal holiday, if your place observes it, you don't have to work. That's awesome. But to me, if we were going to hand out a free space attached to sports, I'd want it to be on a day that I'd actually be watching sports instead of being at work. Does that make sense?
I understand your logic.
Okay.
But if you're talking about a live sporting event, we're basically it's March Madness. And or it's opening day. Not opening day for the same opening day isn't the same opening day for everyone.
But if we're talking to Metro Detroiters. I can give you the Monday off after the Super Bowl, or I can give you the Tigers home opener off. Which would you rather have?
But we're talking about a federal holiday. We're not talking about a holiday just in Detroit.
They're talking about it in the state of Indiana.
If right, we talk they want about the conversation to get going so that it did that everybody has it off. It's apples to oranges when you're talking about if you just want one off in Metro Detroit. Sure, we'll take opening day off. But if you're talking about a nationwide federal holiday, the only option would be after a sporting event would be for the Super Bowl.
Some ticket texters, 248-539-9797. Texter says, why not make the Super Bowl a day game on Sunday?
Well, I mean, they do move it up to 6:30.
So he's saying make it like a
3:30?
Sure.
I mean, all those people on the West Coast have to turn their TVs on at 12:30? How dare they?
Keith in Sterling Heights says, John, you nailed it last week. Play the game on Saturday. Then everybody has Sunday to
recover and celebrate.
So the earlier start time on Sunday and the Saturday thing, the complication is ad dollars. Sunday night TV is premium ad dollar time. They're not giving up money. They will not make as much money off their commercials if they move it to Saturday. They won't.
What would the number... I mean... We have no answer for this or way to answer it, but if they move the Super Bowl, if this Super Bowl would have been played on Saturday night, would it have, I mean, instead of 126 million, are we looking at 125 million? Like, is there a million people less watching it?
Yeah,
I don't know how that would affect viewers.
It's just always traditionally network TV has always sold the Sunday night time slot, and it's also Thursday night, too. Those are the two premium nights of TV. That's why, what was the thing on NBC for years? Must-see TV.
Yeah.
They had with all the sitcoms. Well, that's why Friends, Seinfeld, that's why those shows were on Thursday night. They view that.
Well, because Friday nights, people go out. Saturday nights, people go out.
Yes.
Thursday night, in. Sunday night, you're in. It's. I think that's how it's always made sense to me.
So that's the problem with moving that is that they're going to sacrifice ad. I know you're arguing the millions. Well, that's how they get rich.
No, I know. Yeah, and trust me, nobody is going to say, oh well, we'll take less money so that people don't have to go to work on Monday or on Sunday. That's not going to happen. They're not going to move it to Saturday. So the solution is, eventually, it will happen as it moves back 1 week, but. It's to have Monday as a holiday.
Well, that's what multiple people say. Once we add a game, it'll line up with President's Day. They don't have to make it a federal holiday. We'll just use President's Day as Super Bowl Monday, a freebie the day after the Super Bowl.
The one thing with that is that the double bye is going to come with the extra game. You're actually adding 2 weeks. So then what do? Do you add a...
We move President's Day.
Exactly.
I don't know.
It's something Trump would do. I mean, he would change the name of the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
The Gulf of America.
The opening day thing is fascinating. Mark Ryan talked about this on the weekend, actually, and he said March Madness, opening day, or the Super Bowl. And a lot of people are saying opening day, but the problem with opening day is you can't have two of them.
Thursday
you
and Friday.
Do it for the home opener.
Oh, you're saying for baseball. Yeah.
And then I even thought, well, what if you did two of them, you did one, or you alternated it? 1 year was American League, one year was National. Well, the problem is you have at least one interleague game.
Look at you mentioning the schedule, complicating things. We bring this up because 22 million employees planned to miss work yesterday. Another 13 million said they're going to show up late on the Monday after the Super Bowl. 40% of people who go into work were going to be distracted because of the Super Bowl the day before. And I didn't think that was the case here, but you guys let us know. Did you skip Monday? Were you late Monday? Were you distracted because of the Super Bowl Monday? And do you want this to be your sports holiday that we add to the calendar? It's 97.1.
Hey, your news resolution is to lose weight. You can get there faster than you'd think with Ideal You. Go to idealyou.us now and you can lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 40 days. So whether your resolution is to lose 10, 100, or anywhere in between, Ideal You works and it works fast. We all love results and we love it when they get here sooner rather than later. I lost 10 in the first 10 days. I lost 50 pounds in the 40 days that we're talking about and I got to eat real whole foods. So you know what that means? Means I've been able to stick with it. I've actually dropped another 20, so I'm down 70. Ideal You's weight loss coaches work with you every step of the way. Your coach is there to help you lose weight And probably the most difficult thing is once you get there, is keeping it off, and they help you do that as well. If you want to weigh less, go to idealu.us. Idealu is a Michigan-based weight loss company that's helped thousands of people just like me and you lose weight. In fact, over 90% of Idealu customers, 9 out of 10, lose at least 20 pounds in just 40 days. If you want to weigh less, go to idealu.us. Sign up now, and you're going to get a $200 Visa gift card. Start the new year off right. Lose weight and get a $200 Visa gift card. Want to weigh less? Go to idealu.us.
Texter says, LMAO, Costa the cat lady is calling other people soft.
Yeah.
Cookies, as soft as your takes are normally, I'm shocked you think people should just go in the Monday after the Super Bowl. Okay, so there's this push to make it a holiday. The state of Indiana wants to do it. There's numbers about tens of millions of people that either don't show up or show up late or aren't productive the day after the Super Bowl. And I get it if your team played. I get it if you have the euphoria, your team wins, or you want to curl into a ball because your team lost.
Or how about it's just the most viewed sporting event in this country.
And it's done by like 10:30 or 11. You get to go to bed and you wake up the next morning. You're not missing any games. Like, if you want to take a day off, you take off opening day, you take off March Madness. The Monday when there's no games going and you can still get to bed at a reasonable time? Like, so unless you got drunk off your ass, you're fine.
Both of those days, you could take half days.
Sure.
And not have to take a full day off, a full vacation day.
Sure.
And so this is one where you're talking about the numbers dwarf anything on opening day, anything on March Madness, anything the rest of the year. And this is the one that happens on a yearly basis. And if people aren't showing up to work, if they're calling in sick ahead of time, then let's just call it a holiday and let everybody off the hook.
I wonder how true that is. And we can only ask the people in our audience, but did you guys skip Monday because of the Super Bowl? Because most years your team's not going to be in it. That's just the reality in most cities right in the country. Your team's not in it. Did you?
But most people are still watching it.
But they still make it into work and they're not distracted and it's just another Monday, right?
Well, people want to go out and go to a party or host a party, so that adds time on
but
to the
back. But we had people telling us late last week that's not the case.
You're looking at small window. You're talking about just here in Detroit.
I'm talking to
you're
our
talking
people.
About this year.
You guys listening, I'm talking about you, not other people.
You're like, annoying. If you have people over your house and you got a mess to clean up, you take the drinking out of it, whether you do or you don't.
Sure. Even if you don't have people over, you got a mess to clean up.
I'll tell you this. For me personally, and we have to be here. Come on. I mean, sure. What we do.
Yeah.
But I would love to watch about an hour to 2 hours of post-game stuff. I love, like, celebrations and post-game interviews, and I miss some of that stuff because I find athletes to be guarded most of the time, and they become unguarded. You know, I want to know the Chiefs locker room and what was being said. And we pick up on that in the morning, but I love to just sit there as a sports fan and watch that kind of stuff.
So I'm with you, Jim. I will say this. For the city that wins it, I get mm-hmm. not going into work.
Yep.
The day that no one wants to go into work, if your city wins it, is parade day. So now that's the one that locally you get off. Nationally, you get the Monday after the Super Bowl off. Locally, you get the day off that the parade is going to happen.
Well, we had a guy, he didn't hold, but he was on hold, and he said their superintendent of their school district was going to give everyone Monday off if the Lions had been in the Super Bowl. Again, your team's in the game. It's different. Completely sure. Different rules. Ticket Texter says, these people are soft as hell. The Super Bowl's done by 10 p.m., 11 at most. I drank 3 beers, was in bed by 11 like an adult. Derek in Brighton. Another says, I'm with Cookies. Can't go to work because you watch TV too late. Wah, grow up.
How about this? What if companies gave you a floating sports holiday?
I'm
so
down.
So you could pick it whenever you wanted to use it. That takes all this out. I mean, I don't think we have to do it, but that'd be a cool idea. Or what they made you sacrifice a holiday. The problem with that is people would sacrifice a day that doesn't matter, really, or employees don't want you here. Like, I would argue, like, employers don't want you to work Black Friday in general. Like in the corporate world.
Sure. Well, this is all very different. Like, blue collar workers got to show up every day and get stuff done.
Exactly.
We're talking about office workers for this whole conversation.
Nothing's going to get done. I mean, the week of the 4th of July has practically became like the week of Christmas, where the business world, like, my emails are so down in volume because nobody's working.
Yeah. This one says treat it like a floating holiday.
Okay.
Floaters.
Sure.
Float it around. Yeah. Use your PTO. Why should employers have to pay billions so you can sleep in? Many more deserving days than after the game. Most people don't get Christmas Eve or the day after Christmas or New Year's Eve. Says just use your PTO for it.
Is that from Debbie in Southfield?
Get to work!
She just drove off the road.
All right. John, you did have a Super Bowl thing you want to get into at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, what is that? I still want the day off.
I know one's against taking days off, but we can't not work ever. Like, it has to be for a good reason.
So we discussed a little bit on Friday and a little bit last week about the narrowing gap between Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady.
Yep.
And we all were sitting there going, well, if he has the three-peat, TM, thank you, Mr. Riley, that's something that Tom Brady never did. Early in his career, he would have more Super Bowl victories than Tom did at that point in his career. There was a lot of things that we were talking about that could have, and they didn't. So where is everybody on the discussion regarding Patrick Mahomes as the GOAT or future GOAT versus Tom Brady? And there might also be another one that we did not talk about. Stephen A. brought it up. And when we return, I do want to hear from Stephen A. I want to hear from our listeners in regards to the GOAT conversation. The greatest quarterback of all time right now is Tom Brady. Patrick Mahomes, throughout the course of his career, may be in contention, but how do you rationalize that conversation with what happened on Sunday?
It's a conversation that needs to happen. We'll play a little bit of Stephen A. Smith. Is he loud wrong or loud right? We'll weigh in on the ramifications from that Super Bowl. And in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll get to the Lions and the Eagles, a head-to-head comparison at 8:35. Hey, that's a team you're chasing. It's 97.1.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.